to you once again, my brothers and my sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in that name. It's above every other name, the name of Jesus Christ. Every knee bows, every tongue confesses. He is indeed the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Over it all, in Him we live, we move, we have our being, and we carry on at such a time as this. In a world that has, for all intents and purposes, I don't know if they ever quite had their mind, but whatever they had, they have lost it. because if you are not grounded on that rock, which is the chief cornerstone, when the storms of life come, and they've come, you know, people are collapsing left, right, and center, and falling down and crashing because they do not have a foundation wherewith to go through what they're facing right now or to be able to stand. And, you know, the thing you can do in that situation, if you feel like that's you, is you can still do the Peter sinking into the water situation or the thief on the cross situation. You can call out to Him and He will save you. We needed a Savior. We needed a Savior to come in and to help us and bring us through this whole thing. Why is it that the world has such an issue with Jesus? Why is it that they work so hard to keep people away from the knowledge of who He is, the truth of who He is, the one that we know as and call and refer to as Jesus, the Word made flesh, that which was manifest among us to show us the way, to lead the way, and to offer Himself up as a sacrifice for us, so that we so that we might live. You know, you've got to be, when we're in Christ, something changes within us. When we are one with the Father, something changes within us, and we are willing to do things, make a sacrifice even of ourselves for the purposes that the Father would have. Now the world would want to drain you off, but the Father would want to pour you out. You know, there's something I've been thinking about. And follow me with this train of thought. So we know about in different philosophies that are out there, different practices that people talk about, these different and I'm just using this for an example. You talk about the different chakras, right? And you have that root chakra, and then you go up from there, these different levels, and then you've got you go through, you've got the solar plexus, you've got the heart, you've got throat, you've got the the third eye, you've got then just on the crown. And you know, for a way that people are able to kind of relate to these different energy centers in the body. And what's interesting to me is, it's pretty clear that we've been surrounded by, and humanity is under the oppression of an external malevolent, not benevolent, malevolent, with an M, force that is against and counter human. That is against humanity. Now, that force, if you look and you observe, it works very hard to keep humanity locked into those very base levels of energy, those very base levels of existence, those very base levels of relating to life. So on the very base levels is survival. And just a little bit up from that is sensuality. And, you know, and that's where they keep everybody. That's where they keep everybody, in their focus, in their thought process. Every time you try to get away from that, they'll always keep trying to get you back to that. Cases in point. Why is the news cycle always negative? Why is the news cycle always about one more big bad boogeyman out there waiting to get you, waiting to jump on you, waiting to snare you the next chance it gets? You know, why is it that here's some rare disease that's now it's coming for you. You know, it's just whatever it is. You know, it's just this fear that needs to be sown into the minds and the hearts of the people for them to create something. Because things get created through us, through your thoughts, through your focus, through your intentions, through your volition. Things are created. You don't believe that? Okay. Everything that you have ever done in your life began with a thought. Everything that you've ever created in your life, in your world, began with a thought. And then from there, it came into being. You wanted to write a book, it began with a thought. You know, you wanted to date somebody, you wanted to get married, began with a thought. These all, whatever it is, it began in the world of the realm of thought and went from there into being created. So why is it that, so now that you know that, well, they work very hard to get a hold of your thoughts and to get you to create in line with a very base or sensual reality. Either way, because in those base levels, they can access you. These low vibration, demonic spirits, these reptilian, lizard, dragon, that thing, right? The devil, the old serpent, you know, there's different names, but it's that, you know it's that group, that clan, that those entities, those things that work in that regard. Okay, but the focus is to keep you in those places, in that level, in the way that you relate to life, in the way that you relate to your experience and your existence here. Now, the difference is that when you start going, stepping out of that, when you start going to a higher level in your focus, in your heart, in your experience, now they have difficulty accessing you. See, this is why when you spend time and you pray, they have difficulty accessing. When you spend time and you meditate, when you spend time and you think about all the things that you're grateful for, if you've fallen in love, you're at a high frequency. It's tough for them. They need to bring you out of that and bring you into drudgery. When you get out of those low base levels, they can't access what they want to in you. This is also why the Father, you know, through Christ Jesus, quickened us and told us, you know, set your hearts on things above, not on the earth below. You know, store up your treasure in heaven, where moth and rust don't corrupt and thieves don't break in and steal. Okay. There's always this nudging, this push, this instruction, this admonition, as we obey Him to press on to the higher things, the higher states, the higher energy, the higher conversations, the higher focus. And in doing that, the world loses its grip, their system loses its grip. Now, the base programming of the world, the frequency of the world, the indoctrination of the world, the things that you're going to find when you switch on the television, the radio, the thing that's around in the air, the conversations of most people around you is going to be that base level thing. So if you are not mindful of it, they're going to drag you back down into it and get you to be in that with them. But if you are mindful of what that is, then you can step out. You know, this is why also there's that quickening and that instruction to come out from among them. Be ye separate, touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. When you are separate from them, when you break off from them, because you don't need them, they need you, by the way. See, here, when you're separate from them, you now can set that focus. See, you can separate from them, And when you do, they're the ones that lose, because they need to drain and siphon the life off of you, because they have no life in themselves. That's why they set up all of this, to drain the life off of you. To use an analogy, and I don't know if this is a very good one, but it's a bit like milking a dairy cow. You know, you've got the life of the Creator flowing through you. You've got the source of all that is, was, and ever will be flowing through you. And what they want is they want to harvest that from you. Through your trauma, through your experiences, through your difficulties, through the base reality they keep you in, they want to set up the circumstances to siphon that off of you. Now what the Father wants to do with that is He wants to flow through you and pour you out as His Spirit quickens and as He gives you instruction. And He will show you and pour you out. And when you're in that position, in that situation, you're invigorated. You get poured out and you're just ready to be filled back up again and go. When you're in the position that the world is trying to set up for you, you're exhausted. You're depleted. They just want to do one more round every day. So what do you do? Well, be mindful of your company, for one. You can go through and think through. Okay, who in your world is part of that setup, and who's not? Who's part of building that life that's in you and quickening you and being part of, and iron sharpening iron, all of that? Or who's there as a plant to, and you'll know because they drain the life off of you. You're exhausted every time you've been in their presence. You know, when I'm around the people of the living God, the Creator, the source of all life, when I'm around those people, I feel, you know, we can talk for hours, we can talk for days straight. There's no tiredness, there's no any, we just go. But when I'm around a worlder, man, you know, 30 minutes is long. It's a chore, because we're different. We're different species. They're from below, we're from above. They're from beneath, we're from above. So it's a different frame of reference. It's a different way to relate. Now they want that life in you, but you don't have to give it, because it's what God has put in you for His purposes. It's not theirs. It's not theirs. They have no right to it. It's not theirs. It has been, you have stewardship over the life that's in you. And that life that's in you is powerful, precious, incredible, does amazing things. So, you know, they've set up the system to be able to, in the realm of spirit, drain and siphon the life off of you by keeping you in a base frequency situation state, further impacted by just low quality foods, disruptions to your sleep pattern, electromagnetic frequency attacks, you know, a lot of different things that are all done just to keep you in a position malleable where they can access you. So when you start recognizing what those things are and you start cutting them out, you stop allowing for that. So when you start taking care of your health, you know, I did have people asking about that. I'll get through a few things here. Take care of your health. When you start eating higher quality foods as much as you can possibly do, when you start spending time in prayer, when you start spending time in fasting, when you start spending time in keeping your focus and connection on the living God, when you start stepping out of that place where they can access you, then things shift. There's a dimensional shift that takes place. I did have people ask some questions about you know, exercise, wellness, fitness, those kind of things. Just a few pointers, few tips. Okay, let's see. Here's a few quick ones. If you are, if you're trying to, and this is again, go see a doctor before you do these kind of things. This is just from my own observations. I am not giving professional advice in this regard. This is just a little bit of my own personal observations from what it is that I think about some of this subject matter. So my own thoughts on some of these things include, if you're trying to drop a little bit of weight, you know, if you do your cardio or your weights while you are in a fasted state, so earlier in the day, before maybe you skip breakfast, get some fluids in you, and then and don't bump up your glycemic index by having any kind of fruit or coffee with sugar or anything like that, but you just are fasted and you go and you do some exercise, your body will burn off, will access your fat stores a lot easier and will help you to burn in that regard. So if you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, do that even, and that'll help you lose some weight comparatively to other practices. You know, sometimes it's not, you can be doing the exact same activities, eating the exact same food, but when you eat and when you do what you do is going to have more of an impact even in your body. So that's just something to keep in mind. get plenty of water. Water with lemon is really good. Early in the day, when you start your day, hydrate first thing. You know, hydrate your system. Don't start with coffee. Start with a couple glasses of water first thing, 30 minutes before you put anything else in. Let your body get hydrated. That's going to help you. Green tea is really good. L-theanine is in there. That's very good for the mind and helping to kind of bring good balance between alpha and beta waves in your brain. So green tea is a nice addition, and also you drink a couple grams of green tea over the course of 3 months, it'll help you drop a couple pounds by not doing anything else. listen to your body and find something that works for you, basically. That's just the best thing. And once you find something that works for you, work it. You know, plan your work and work your plan. So plan out what you're going to do and then do it. So those are just a couple thoughts in that regard. I know people have asked, and I said if you ask, I'll give a few more things. So yeah, but that's just something along the lines. Because listen, we are beings that have, we've got a body, we've got a spirit, we've got a soul. We're living an experience here in a window of time. So you know, you can have all kinds of different experiences while you're here. You know, there's people that are in a state of bliss and enjoying their experience, and there's others that are just dreading every moment, and they're all in the same moment. So how do we shift from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto God? Well, part of that shift is to shift your frequency, shift your vibration, shift your consciousness, shift your thought process. Don't let them have your mind, because they want to access your mind so that they can use that thought process to then go create their own reality and to synthesize it through you. You know, be mindful of things that try to get into the body. You know, just in general. You know, just be mindful of that, because your body is the temple of the living God. Alright, it belongs to Him. So we have stewardship. And there's a lot of things that we don't want in or around us. So take stewardship. You know, be firm. Yes to what you want. No to what you don't want. And continue on. So, no, there's a lot. There's a lot going on right now around the world. And it's a good time to be alive. It's a good time to be on God's page. We love you guys. Bless you. Drop us an email at faithmix@gmail.com and just say hi. Appreciate you out there. Keep on keeping on. Yeah, we'll I know I need to get back to you guys here and there a little bit more often, but yeah, it's a different time, and we're still there, we're still praying for you, but yeah, we'll do what we can when we can, we'll do what we can, where we can, when we can. That's what we do, all right? All right, God bless you guys, love you, drop us an email, talk to you soon. Bye.